To CPR News, I'm Nathan Heffel. More than a third of Colorado is still experiencing moderate drought or worse, but the summer rain has helped a lot. 3 months ago, more than 16% of the state was in an exceptional drought, the U.S. Drought Monitor's worst category. Now that's around 4% of Colorado. While conditions have improved for some areas on the western slope, moderate drought has returned to the northeastern corner of the state. A fellow Coloradan wants to eliminate Democratic Representative Joe Neguse's Climate Conservation Corps idea. During a House Natural Resources Committee debate today, Republican Representative Lauren Boebert offered an amendment cutting the program from the reconciliation bill.
There is absolutely no reason to funnel money toward a program like this when so many of our industries are already struggling to find workers.
But Neguse says it's a necessary response to climate change and something that people like fire chiefs and park rangers support.
And they made very clear to me the desperate need for treatments in our forests, for mitigation, for resiliency, and for folks to be able to come in and do that work.
He added the CCC will help train the next generation of public land managers. Boebert's amendment failed. The newest Buffalo to perform as CU's live mascot will make her debut tomorrow night at the football team's season opener against the University of Northern Colorado. The 500-pound Ralphie is the sixth Buffalo to hold that name, and CU expects her to continue growing, possibly to over 1,200 pounds. The previous Ralphie retired in 2019 after 12 years of charging alongside CU athletes. The search to find a new Ralphie was delayed by the COVID-19 pandemic. This is CPR News.